regular scheduled programming for Healing Crusader Sports Time on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And now to the game.
And once again, welcome everyone to a special Thursday night edition of Crusader Basketball here on Catholic Radio. Tonight, the 23-24 basketball season continues as the Crusaders welcome the Western Christian Wolfpack to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse to renew a long-standing non-conference rivalry. In game one tonight, Darren Koolstra's undefeated Crusaders, fresh off a 60-22 win over SBL in an MRAC conference game on Tuesday, will take on a Western Christian squad that's been slow out of the gate, after claiming yet another state volleyball title this past fall. The Wolfpack have been a busy bunch to start the 23-24 season, standing 1-7 going into this game. Eight games already by mid-December. In our nightcap, that's going to match two highly ranked and undefeated squads as the Crusaders will look to notch their sixth consecutive win of the season as they take on a perennial power in Western Christian. The Heelan Western Christian matchup will pit two teams that went deep into the state tournament last year and return a great deal of firepower from those squads. The Froelich family floor will be the backdrop for a high-powered offensive show in tonight's nightcap. As always, alongside Iowa Hall of Fame coach Tom Betts and Luis Torres back in the studio, I'm Bob Gary, and we welcome all of you who are listening tonight to another night of Heelan basketball on Catholic Radio. You're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's doubleheader action. KFHC KOIA Radio and Bishop Heelan wish to thank all our loyal listeners for taking time out of your evening to listen to tonight's coverage of Bishop Heelan basketball, and of course, we want to send out a heartfelt thanks, as always, to our great sponsors who graciously underwrite Bishop Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Without the support of our great listeners and our underwriters, none of this would be possible. Tonight's pregame is brought to you in part by our premier sponsor, Verity Group LLC, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilma's to Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and our friends at Sterling Computer. The 7th-ranked Crusaders have started the 23 campaign with a perfect and undefeated 5-0 mark and will continue that early season run as they entertain a Western Christian team that's really trying to get their basketball legs under them after another successful volleyball run that culminated in another state championship for the Wolfpack. As always, the Wolfpack will throw plenty of height against the Crusaders. In fact, their starting lineup has a pair of six-footers and another one at 5'10", but it will be incumbent upon their guards to handle the pressure defense applied by the Crusader backcourt. The Crusaders rolled to an easy victory on Tuesday, opening the game with a 22-0 run over Sergeant Bluff Luton. In that game, the Crusaders once again used their pressure half-court defense to create multiple turnovers and, with that, easy baskets. Tom, as you look at the girls, and it seems odd to say, but we're already a quarter of the way through the season. What's impressed you the most about this girls' squad as they get ready for tonight's ballgame?
Well, I think for the Heelan girls, it's been their balance and really their unselfishness. There's a lot of talent on that court, and sometimes it can be, you know, especially for, I mean, I'm going to give an example of Brooklyn Stanley. You know, a girl that's been around 4 years, already signed to play at Northwest Missouri State, and she's got a lot of young kids on this team. Boy, she's been so unselfish. And I think she's a smart enough gal. She realizes there's a lot of talent on this team, and there is plenty of shots to share. But that's been the persona of this team is they're happy for each other. They're sharing the basketball. They're deep. We get deeper every game. Each time out, it seems like you see one more player getting a few more minutes. So I think it's just been really the way they've gelled as a team early on with so many new faces.
It's interesting you made that comment on Brooklyn, because I remember back to the Nate Funk days. Nate was so good. You know, clearly he was the best player on the floor most nights, if not every night.
Right.
But I think his major contribution to making the team good was his ability to just get everybody included in the game early on and through the course of the first half and maybe into the second half, and then kind of flex his muscle and take over if need be. And you know, this is really kind of some of the things you see with Brooklyn, and kudos to her. You know, she's got a young squad. There's oftentimes two freshmen on the floor with her, but it doesn't seem like they've really missed a beat from a very good team last year that went very deep into the state playoffs.
No, I think there was, you know, there's some questions coming into the season. How are we going to replace, you know, those fantastic seniors we had last year, especially when you're doing it with a lot of young faces? I mean, we're playing three freshmen that are, you know, part of the regular rotation, you know, sophomore, juniors. So it's really been fun to watch just how they've gelled and how they've just really kind of picked up where they left off from last year.
Well, you're starting to see their roles really emerge. Take, for example, Maddie LaFleur. Maddie starts the games, but she's yet to score a basket this year, but her impact on the floor is felt in pretty much every dimension. She's the hustle kid out there. She's the defensive stopper. She's unselfish. She gives up the ball to her teammates. When you start to see that fall into place, that's really what solid winning championship-type teams put together.
Yes, exactly right. You know, just and tonight we'll be Western Christian is going to pose a lot of athleticism out there. You know, but they are, I hate to say this, they are a volleyball school, and they're darn good at what they do there. That sometimes hasn't transitioned as well over to the basketball court because a lot of the same athletes are doing both things. And I know, as we've talked before, you know, winter club volleyball, summer volleyball, it's really, really is a time commitment, and sometimes that doesn't transition over to the basketball court.
As I said earlier, you know, you always know when you play a Western Christian team, whether it be their female teams or their male teams, you're going to see a lot of size and a lot of athleticism, and that's certainly going to be the case, I think, in both games tonight. The girls are looking at a big one on Saturday. Not that you ever want to overlook a game, but, you know, I think we're going to have Coach Coolster on maybe at halftime of the guys' game to talk a little bit about what he's going to see this weekend with Esterville Lincoln Central, mm-hmm. a real powerhouse in the small school division, and that's a game that's going to be held down at the Tyson Center. Unfortunately, we will not cover it on Catholic Radio, but we certainly hope you get a chance to get out and support the girls in person as they're going to take on a very legitimate basketball team in ELC.
I hope it forces some people to get out and watch them, because if you want to watch a really good couple really good basketball teams, that's going to be one of the top games of the weekend.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit about the guys taking on a good, very good Caledonia, Minnesota team as well tomorrow night. We won't have any of that coverage from Tyson, from the Tyson Event Center this weekend. Our next coverage, by the way, will be on Tuesday night when we'll travel, make the short trip over to West High School to take on the Wolverines. Again, that'll be a boy-girl doubleheader, pregame 5:15, girls 5:30, and the boys will tip off at 7 o'clock from West High. And just like that, they'll close the pre-Christmas portion of the schedule. It's a season that's seemingly flying by pretty quickly, yeah, Thomas.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Once
I was just going to say, we're at Christmas here in a week, and after that, it really gets going.
Once again, you're listening to the Verity Group pregame show. Our other sponsors, along with Verity Group, include Wilma Stewart Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. Once again, you're listening to our pregame show ahead of tonight's doubleheader action from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be back after hearing from some of our fine sponsors who's graciously underwrite Heelan Athletics here on the home of Bishop Heelan Sports, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial. We'll be right back.
Did you know Bishop Heelan Catholic School uses Paychex? Paychex simplifies Heelan's onboarding of new teachers and staff. Paychex also automates Heelan's payroll for both exempt and non-exempt teachers and staff. Plus, Paychex helps the Heelan finance staff stay up to date with the latest tax rates and regulations. Paychex's mission and philosophy emulate Heelan's to support one another, thrive, and flourish. Learn how Paychex time-saving solutions for payroll, HR, and benefits can enhance your business efficiency by contacting Andrew Erdman.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Holland Lawn Care is proud to provide homeowners with services that may increase curb appeal and value to your home. Your lawn is Holland Lawn Care's priority. Holland Lawn Care serves both commercial and residential properties, from snow removal of driveways and sidewalks to sprinkler systems, lawn seeding, sod, landscaping rock, and edging. Learn more by contacting Holland Lawn Care at 712-255-1866.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We're high above center court here as we're just about ready for tonight's first game of our doubleheader. The Crusaders entertain Western Christian this evening. You're listening to the Verity Group pregame show. Here are your starting lineups for tonight. For the coach is Clay Biker. He'll start number two, Maggie Van Sheppen. She's a 5'10" sophomore. Maggie averages 2.5 points a game. Number five is Apio Harberts. She's a 5'7" senior. Harberts averages 10.2 points a game to lead the team in scoring. She's a senior. Number 10 is Addie Vantol. She's a 6-foot sophomore, averages 9.5 points a game and just shy of 10 rebounds per game. Number 11 is Aubrey Koiker. She's a 5'3" junior. Aubrey's going to be kind of handed the task of handling that Crusader pressure tonight. She averages 5.5 points a game. And rounding out that starting lineup for Western Christian is Kenya Wienia. She's a 6-foot senior. Wienia averages 7.5 points a game. So it's Van Sheppen, Harperts, Vantol, Quaker, and Wienia are the starting lineup for Coach Biker and the Wolfpack. They stand 1-7 on this season. For your Crusaders, 5-0 in the season, coached by Darren Koolstra. The starting lineup looks like this. Number one, Maddie Demke. Maddie's a 5'2" senior. She averages just shy of 6 points a game. Number 11, Brooklyn Stanley, the returning All-Stater and Northwest Missouri State recruit. She's 5'8", a senior, and averages 11 points a game. Number 23 is Melina Snoozy. Melina's 5'11". She's a freshman, averaging a team-leading 16.2 points a game. Number 41 is Maddie LaFleur, the do-everything forward. She's 5'9", a junior. And rounding out that starting lineup is your triple threat post player, number 45, Abby Lee. She's a 6-foot junior. Abby averages 11 points a game and just shy of 16 rebounds per outing. You're also, for the Crusaders, see a lot from Addison Kleiss, a 5'10" junior. Number 25, Addie Glass, a 5'9 freshman who hit double figures last Tuesday night. You'll also see quite a bit from senior forward Julie Verzel. She's 5'9". She averages a bucket a game. So that's your starting lineup for the Crusaders: Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. We're going to take it back to the studio for one more quick shout-out from our great sponsors. We'll also hear our pregame prayer from Bishop Heland Chaplain Father Travis Crotty. When we return, we'll have tonight's opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball on Thursday evening from here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
Hello, listeners. I'm Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's our pleasure to bring you Crusader basketball on this Thursday night edition here on Catholic Radio as the Crusaders entertain the Western Christian Wolfpack. Again, starting lineups for tonight. Western Christian will start Van Sheppen, a 5'10" sophomore. Harbert's a 5'7" senior. Van Holt, a 6-foot sophomore. Quaker, a 5'3" junior. And Wienia, a 6-foot senior. For your Crusaders tonight, starting lineup, as always, will be Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LeFleur, and Lee. Big thanks to our pregame sponsors, as they always are, Verity Group, LLC, along with our corporate sponsors, Wilmot's U.S. Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. As always, a big thanks to them and Catholic Radio for allowing us the opportunity on these fine winter evenings to bring you Heelan basketball here on Catholic Radio. It is a true pleasure for Tom and I to call the ball game. So right now we're going to turn it over to the public address announcer here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse for our opening prayer as well as our national anthem. And once again, welcome to our listening audience, wherever you may be. It's great to have you aboard here on this Thursday night special edition of Crusader Basketball here on Catholic Radio. Two tradition-rich schools that are ready to square off in what should be an entertaining night of basketball. As always, it's my pleasure to be joined by Mr. Tom Betts, and it's great to be with you all.
You know, it'll be interesting. Crusaders have scored so much this year just in transition. You know, I mean, the defense has created the offense, I'd say 75% of the time. So, you know, I think a key for Western Christian is can they come down and get possessions where they get shots off. That is what the key is for the opposing team almost every night.
Well, we saw in that North High game on Tuesday night where turnovers far outnumbered the shots that North High was able to take, again, due in large part to that pressure half-court defense, and we'll see a lot of that, I think, again tonight. So opening tip goes like this. Crusaders moving right to left on your radio dial. They control the opening tip as Demke dribbles left side. She picks up her dribble, guarded closely by Van Sheppen. She'll kick it back up high. Stanley backdoor cut to Abby Lee. Abby's little jumper is just off the horn and rebounded by the Wolfpack. It's Van Holt with the rebounds. They bring it across. Harberts and Quaker are going to be asked to do a lot in that guard court to handle that Crusader pressure. The Crusaders opening up in that 1-3-1 as Van Sheppen kicks back to Harberts up high. She takes a couple dribbles in the lane, kicks back. Van Holt, really a good possession for the Wolfpack as they get the ball in high but can't get a look. They thought about the three. Now the pull-up jumper is off the mark. Had a good shot there by Van Holt, but a little bit strong. But again, Tom, as you mentioned, they didn't get back on defense, and
that's a killer for teams as they if you don't get somebody back, and I would send somebody back every time against the ladies.
Stanley outran the defense to get the layup at the other end of the steal, and Snoozy with the layup, and really quickly Western Christian's going to take a timeout just a minute seven into the ball game. A quick timeout gives us a chance to recognize our first quarter sponsors. Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates are our premier sponsors. Our other first quarter sponsors are Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. As Coach Biker, he's gonna whistle things right away and talk to the girls. And basically what he's saying there is, ladies, I told you this this was going to be the case. We got to get back on defense. Yeah. We got to handle the ball on the offensive end, and that has not happened yet. Yeah. Layups by Stanley and Snoozy right off the bat have the Crusaders up 4-0, 6:53 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard.
Well, like we said, you know, teams have had some success this year defensively in the half court against the Crusaders. It's what gets you in trouble is the turnovers.
So the defense sets up like this. They'll have Stanley at the point of the 1-3-1. Abby Lee mans the middle. On the wings are Demke and Snoozy, and back deep is LaFleur running that baseline. And she's a prototype baseline runner in that 1-3-1. She's a kid that's athletic, physical, can get side to side as they get inside. Nice look there. Van Holt with the bucket. Nice feed from the right wing into point blank. She makes it. 4-2 Crusaders. 6.5 to go here, quarter number one. Demke working against that zone defense, kicks it into Lee. Lee's fadeaway is off the mark. Nice rebound there by Wienia. And here comes the Wolfpack. But before they could come too far, Brooklyn Stanley strips Harberts of the ball, and she gets a bucket. She's got four. Crusaders up four. 6-2 here. She nearly got another steal, and she does get a steal. It's in the hands of Lee. Lee up to Stanley. Stanley with another one. She's got six early ones here in the first 2 minutes of the game. 8-2 Crusaders. We're just getting started here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as the kids play on the Froelich family floor. Once again, they go inside. Van Holt is going to miss the bucket, but she's going to get free throws. A nice-looking post player in there, and Addie Van Holt, a six-foot sophomore. That foul's going to be whistled on Maddie LaFleur. That's Maddie's first team foul, number one, and going to the line is Van Holt. She is a 39% free throw shooter. And as she misses the first one, second one is good. So 1-for-2 there for Van Holt.
Well, look what Brooklyn's out in front.
Quick up there. She doesn't have anything going. Kicks it back to Demke's. Demke's three is nothing but the bottom of the net.
Well,
three-pointer.
And I don't have the stats, but yes, I hear. I think Maddie's probably leading us in three-point shooting this season as far as percentage-wise.
That bumps her to 7-for-14 on the year. So
that's solid.
50% is pretty solid there. Crusaders stay in that 1-3-1. The kick corner, Harbert's quick three. It's off the horn, rebounded by LaFleur. She kicks it up quickly. This time, Snoozy, left-handed layup is good. And tell you what, Melina Snoozy, for a young player, has a very solid left hand. As there's a timeout on the Froelich family floor, and we're going to take one with you.
Coach isn't real happy. He says, we've talked about getting back on defense.
We're going to send it back to the studio for a quick 30-second timeout. 5:09 left in the first quarter. Crusaders up 10, 13-3. We'll be right back.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgene. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vasher at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to everyone. We're in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as both teams break their timeout huddles here on the Froelich family floor as the Crusaders have jumped off to a quick 13-3 lead in the first 2 minutes and 51 seconds of the ball game here, and it's basically been the pressure of Brooklyn Stanley creating a number of steal opportunities. Brooklyn's got six early ones. Snoozy's got four. And Maddie Demke has added a three-pointer, the only three-point attempt of the night. So here comes Western Christian. We'll see what they worked out. There's Harberts, breaks the outside pressure, gets it inside. Nice play as, once again, Addie Van Holt with the bucket there. She's got all five of the Wolfpack points. On the other end, Snoozy, baseline drive, and she gets it, knocks it down. Got it on that left wing, took two dribbles, knocked down the 10-footer. Ooh.
She's got such a nice pickup mid-range game is another turnover.
Stanley creates another steal. Lee gets the steal. Stanley gets the bucket, and she's going to be hacked in the act. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot yet another shot. As that foul is going to be whistled on Maggie Van Sheppen, I believe. That's Maggie's first, and it's going to put Miss Stanley to the line. Stanley is an 83% free throw shooter on the season. 17-5 here, 4:36 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Free throw is up, and it's short. Rebound by Harberts. Here comes Western Christian. Crusaders quickly into that 1-3-1. Stanley hounding the ball out high. Ball skipped to the baseline. There's a trap on the baseline. That's Quaker getting trapped. She gets it up high, and open three is just off the mark there. Good look there by...
I tell you what, Addie Van Tile, she's crafty around that basket for the sophomore is.
Blake with the missed jumper there, but Van Holt with the rebound. She puts it in. She's got all the points, all seven for Western Christian, 17-7. A little high-low action into Abby, and that's the finish. Nice pass there by Snoozy from the high post into Abby Lee. Abby's turnaround jumper gets her on the board. Crusaders back up 19-7. There's another look from up high. This time Van Holt goes outside, misses the long jumper. Kleiss with the rebound. Addie Kleiss has checked into the ball game for the Crusaders.
Oh, what a nice little tip pass there. That was beautiful by Brooklyn Stanley.
Stanley to Lee. Lee's got back-to-back buckets. 21-7. We got a little football score going early. Crusaders up two touchdowns. There's a turnaround jumper by Western. That's good. That's McKenna Fetters, the 5'8 junior. Fetters is on the board. Up and down here. Stanley, short jumper is good. As Stanley now with 10 to lead the Crusaders in scoring, 23-9, 3:12 to go here in your first quarter. Corporate sponsors Fibercom, Mills, Shelmer, Pitts & Associates, as Western Christian once again gets it deep. Van Holt misses a short one, rebounded by Demke. There's Snoozy ahead of the pack, right-handed layup's good. She's got eight. We got a track meet going on, Thomas.
Yeah, we well, one under we do.
25-9, and really, Western's handled the pressure pretty well when they can
well
beat that initial trap.
As
we
like
get
you said,
it
hasn't been the turnover so much as it has been their defensive transition on missed shots.
As just as we compliment them, they turn the ball over with a travel call, so it'll be Crusader ball. Staber meets Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars in the Bargain Center. Join Fibercom and Mills, Schellhomer, Pitts & Associates as your first quarter sponsors. Crusaders up 25-9, 2:42 to go here in quarter number one. Western man-to-man defense now. Kleiss kicks it high post to Lee. Lee goes down low to Snoozy. Nothing going on there, but Maddie Demke gets it. She's going to bring it back up high and start the offense all over again. We've got Carroll in the ballgame now as once again Lee gets another bucket. She's got six. Snoozy's got eight. Stanley's got 10. 27-9 Crusaders as the Wolfpack's able to break the pressure and get it across. It's Blake with the ball. She skipped its cross court to a girl we don't have on the schedule there. That's number two. Maggie Van Sheppen gets the bucket. And 27-11, that's about as many points in the first quarter as the Crusaders have given up this year.
Yeah.
But they're on a scoring roll. Kleiss with the ball up high. She kicks it down low to Molina. Molina kicks it corner. Demke turned down the three. Back up high. Snoozy, quick three. Bang, nothing but net. And I tell you what, to fully appreciate her ability, you ought to see how quickly she shoots the ball. She's got a big-time game.
I would say this has been probably the best first quarter of offense against an athletic team the Crusaders have played this year, I believe.
As Kleiss is going to be whistled for a foul as once again Van Holt, Eddie Van Holt got it down deep, had an open look, and basically Kleiss had no option but to foul her, so Van Holt's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. First one is in and out. She's 1 for 3 on the night from the free throw line. She's got 7 of the 11 Western Christian points as Maddie LaFleur is going to check in, and we're going to re-Maddie. Maddie checks in. Maddie Demke checks out. Van Holt's second free throw is off the mark. Nice rebound there by Julie Verzal. Julie's checked into the ballgame as well. Crusaders have already gone 8 deep into the lineup. There's Stanley, kicks it left wing. Jumper there by Verzal. It's good to see her get that up. That was a nice looking shot, just a little bit strong. Rebounded by Western Christian. Here comes Van Holt down the baseline, and she's going to be fouled. And that foul's going to be whistled on Julie Verzal. Verzal now getting herself in the action pretty quickly as she's whistled for a foul. Non-shooting, just the third team foul on the Crusaders as Western Christian's going to inbound under their own basket. 107 to go here in quarter number one. Crusaders up big, 30-11 early on. Harbert's with the inbound pass, skips it over. Nothing going. They skip it right wing. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay in the hands of Western Christian as Aubrey Quaker had the ball in her hands, got it stripped out, and Wolfpack's going to reload here just in front of us from just inside midcourt, and they throw the ball away trying to get it inbound against no pressure. That's not what you want there.
Those are the tough turnovers, just try to stay in the game.
LaFleur, Stanley, Kleiss, Verzal, and Carroll on the floor for the Crusaders. Colby Carroll sets up on that right wing. Stanley running the point. Hands back to Kleiss. Kleiss dribbles all the way across court over to Carroll up high. Carroll back to Stanley. Sets a pick for Stanley. Stanley goes inside. LaFleur. LaFleur with the bucket. Good to see Maddie in the books.
Well, and a great little play. That was a setup play to run to get a nice seal by Maddie. She did a nice job finishing.
At the other end, Quaker travels as she tried to split the trap. And once again, a turnover by Western is going to give the ball back to the Crusaders. Basically, the shot clock and the game clock are essentially the same. 8.8 second differential as Addie Glass is going to check into the game, and Carroll is going to check out. So freshman for freshman there. Crusaders, if they want to, can grab the last shot of the quarter. Here comes LaFleur, kicks it across. Stanley kicks it up quickly. Kleiss working top of the key, left-hand dribble, left corner. Stanley's going to drive baseline, scoops, and travels. Tried a little reverse layup there, took an extra step, turnover Crusaders. 24.2 seconds to go here in quarter number one, a quarter that's been dominated by the Crusaders as they lead by 21-32-11. And once again, there's a backcourt.
Just unforced turnover in the backcourt.
No, it's just Brooklyn Stanley extending the pressure, and Quaker and Harberts just could not beat it there. So 19 seconds left here as we'll see what Coach decides to do here. Stanley's going to man the point, kicks it left wing to Kleiss. Kleiss goes off a high LaFleur pick all the way around the horn and then has it stripped away. Steal by with the Wolfpack. They're going to bring it across midcourt. It's Blyke. Now it's stolen by Stanley. 2.5 seconds to go, and Brooklyn's just going to run the clock out. And that's a wrap on quarter number one. A big thanks to our sponsors, Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center. On your Security National Bank, scoreboard after one, Crusaders 32 and Western Christian 11. We'll be back after this 30-second spot.
Imagine what life would be like without your vehicle. Trying to get to work or get your kids to school, a doctor, or church. Angel Cars is a vehicle donation program that helps single working parents right here in Sioux City. If you have a vehicle not in use, your tax deduction donation of that car can go to someone locally in desperate need of transportation. Simply drop the vehicle off at Tires, Tires, Tires on Gordon Drive and sign the title over to Angel Cars. They will do any needed repairs to make the car safe for the new owner. SafeLight Auto Glass replaces the broken windshield, and Rocket Auto Wash cleans the donated vehicle. And if the car isn't running, Meyer Towing will bring it to Tires, Tires, Tires. All of the needed services are done free of charge by the local businesses. All vehicles are accepted regardless of their condition. So won't you be an angel today? For more information on the Angel Car program, contact Gene at the Community Action Agency of Siouxland, 712-274-1610.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, as we start quarter number two. Wolfpack with the ball. There's pressure at midcourt. It's tipped, and it's going to be Snoozy with a breakaway left-handed layup. It's good. So Melina Snoozy now with 13 to lead all scorers. Crusaders up 34-11. Second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. As Western works against that 1-3-1 zone, they get it high post, kick it left wing to Van Holt, who's been the star for Western Christian. Right wing Quaker, she's going to get trapped, and they're going to whistle a foul. I believe it's going to be
Maddie LaFleur, I believe, on the block.
Boy, you just don't want to take that dribble into the corner there, as I think they're trying to check out which Maddie it was. The trap was LaFleur and Demke both. We'll see who they're going to whistle that on.
I think Maddie just says, it was me.
She cannot tell a lie. That's her second foul. As the officials are entertained by that. It's not very often you get a player to admit to
exactly
fouling anybody. So here we go. Wolfpack with the ball. They inbound it up high. Near trap in the corner. Harberts gets it out just above the circle. Kicks it left wing. There's a nice move inside. They kick it to the post player. Short jumpers off the mark. Scarlett Winterfeld had a look, just couldn't get it down as they quick move the ball quickly up the floor. It's Stanley. Now she kicks it back high to Demke. They reverse it over to Snoozy into Lee. Lee back to Snoozy. Snoozy right-handed dribble. Gets high. Nice pass to LaFleur. She kicks it out to Lee. Lee with a little jump hook.
Well, I was going to say, the running Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hook.
Just off the mark. Man, that brought back 1970s basketball there. A little sky hook. Here comes Harberts dribbling through the defense. Baseline trap on Western Christian. They get it out of it to Harberts. She travels with the ball again. It just seems like Western Christian isn't quite fast enough to escape all those double teams.
No, and again, I think sometimes teams maybe make a mistake by having their guards against heel and bring the ball to court. I think I'd almost have, if your post could just pass over the top a little bit, you'd have a little more luck.
Here's Demke, kicks it right wing Stanley as they work against the Western Christian man-to-man. Stanley, three-pointer, top of the key, good.
Good. Brooklyn's in a little zone tonight. She'd struggled from the perimeter, and she just kind of feels like she came out ready to play.
Stanley and Snoozy matching 13-point efforts as Harbert's made a nice move to the basket for Western Christian and then just simply dribbled it off her foot. As we're going to see a couple subs come into the ball game, it's Blight coming back into the ball game for Western Christian. Also coming in is Fetters. So here come the Crusaders. It's on the floor right now. It's Demke, LaFleur, Stanley, Lee, and Snoozy. That starting lineup there. As they kick it into Abby, she gets a deep, nice, unselfish pass over to Snoozy,
yeah,
and she gets the deuce.
Yeah.
39-11.
Western did a nice job coming over on the weak side, but that left Melina Snoozy, and Abby did a great job finding her.
Western working against that 1-3-1, having trouble. They spin it right side left. Baseline dribble into the trap. Ball is nearly stolen. Now it is stolen by LaFleur. Here comes Stanley once again, pushing it quickly up the floor, up the right wing. She's going to take it all the way whole. Kicks it back. Snoozy, three, is off the mark. She gets her own rebound. Nearly a jump ball. I don't think they're going to call a reach foul on Fetters, I believe. So non-shooting foul is going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders. Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Join Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand as your exclusive host for quarter two. There's Snoozy on the inbound set. Boom. Nothing but net.
I said this is the best. There has not been a flaw on the offensive end tonight.
42-11 here. We're just 3 minutes into quarter number two on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders continue to hound Western Christian with that 1-3-1 half-court pressure. There's Van Schleppen, kicks it in to Fetters up high. Fetters misses it, gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. Nice job by McKenna Fetters there. First bucket of the night, or the second quarter for the Wolfpack. 42-13, backdoor cut by Stanley. Good pass by Demke. Stanley with the finish. It's really a battle between Stanley and Snoozy now. Who's going to score the most here? Snoozy with 18, Stanley with 15, Western Christian with 13. There's another near steal. Finally, it is stolen by Demke. Demke pulls it back. Now she's going to kick it full gear, kicks it up to Snoozy on the right side into Lee. What a pass and what a finish. Abby Lee now with 8. Tell you what, Tom, they're really sharing the ball well. They are crisp with that.
Yeah, they are crisp. And Like I said, I know Western's not, maybe the strongest team we're playing, but they're not a bad team. You know, we're just, like I said, it's a transition, it's a share in the basketball, all the things we talked about in pregame.
Well, you noted that they are, you know, when you see their volleyball team, they've got athletic kids there.
Right.
It's just, they're still kind of rounding into basketball shape as Western Christian once again turns the ball over. Here come the Crusaders. They're up 33 here, midway through quarter number two on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Demke kicks it left wing to Addie Kleiss. She goes into Lee. Lee on the left block, kicks it cross court. Carroll, three, good.
Everybody's getting in the act.
Colby Carroll, the 5 foot 8 inch freshman, knocks it down. 49-13 as Quaker dribbles through back to Harbert's. They got an open look at the top of the key. Nothing going there, so they're going to reset the offense. Harbert, right wing. She takes it corner. That's a bad spot because it's been a turnover machine when they go over there. And again, they do turn it over. That trap just is killing them when they make wing entry and corner passes. LaFleur is going to inbound. And here comes Demke, bringing across the timeline. Kicks it right wing to Colby Carroll. Carroll kicks it high post to LaFleur, back to Kleiss. Demke now takes it corner to Lee. They're trying to get LaFleur posted up down low. They got four out and one in with Maddie down low. There's Kleiss with the ball. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Demke pump fakes, drives mid lane. Little left-handed runner is off the mark. Good job by Maddie of creating the shot.
Yep.
And then on the rebound, she ties up Harbert, and it's going to be turnover Western Christian, and it's going to be Crusader ball under the basket as Julie Verzel is going to check back into the game. Abby Lee is going to check out. I think a lot of the Crusader starters tonight, Tom, are going to have a restful second half.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, new bodies. Like I said, we've seen a lot of Colby Carroll tonight. Is Addison Kleiss. She gets the three off.
Missed it, but Jolly on the spot is Verzel for the rebound. Julie with a nice job there. Carroll with the ball, right corner, kicks it back up high to LaFleur. They spin it left side. Verzel to Demke. Demke left wing, going off the Verzel pick. Step back three, off the mark. Battle for the rebounds, won by Kleiss, and she kicks it back to LaFleur. Fresh shot clock for the Crusaders. Carroll up high, takes a couple dribbles, flips it back to Kleiss. Kleiss left hand, flips it to LaFleur. Now they're going to reset with Demke up high. Demke hesitates, drives, kicks corner. Back up high to Carroll. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Colby in the lane, has trouble. Has the ball tipped, nearly stolen, and now it is going to be stolen by Western Christian. Harbert's hustling down to get the ball, puts it up, and misses it. Rebound LaFleur. Here come the Crusaders, 2-12, 49-13. On the Security National Bank scoreboard, they kick it back to Kleiss. Kleiss, quick threes off the back of the horn, and the ball is rebounded by Western Christian. That was Wainia with the rebound there, and at the other end, we're going to see a foul called. 1:55 left here on the Security National Bank scoreboard. It shows Crusaders 49, Western Christian 13. As whistled for the foul, there's going to be Kleiss. That's her second team foul, number two for the Crusaders. A big thanks once again to our second quarter sponsors, Lightforms, Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Mises-Sinos. Is once again a turnover by Western Christian. Crusaders steal the inbounds pass. Here they go. Kleiss, right wing, kicks it up high to Carroll. Has a little trouble. Now flips it back to Demke. Maddie kicks it right wing. That's Addie Glass. Glass pulls up a little 14-foot jumpers off the mark. Nice rebound there by Blake of Western Christian. They kick it up the right wing. Crusaders get back in the zone. There's Verzel with the steal. She's got a two-on-one with Carroll. Julie's going to take it all the way. Misses it, but Carroll's right there. Misses the putback. Verzel gets it. Kicks it back to Demke, and Demke's called for a travel there. Maybe a little unselfish there.
Yeah, again, but that's what you have. You're going to get a lot further down the road with this unselfish play, that's for sure.
We got Carly Cove has checked into the ball game for the Crusaders now. And the Crusaders now have successfully went, 10 deep into their lineup. Western Christian working against that zone up high. They kick it inside. Fetters with a nice move. She's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. McKenna Fetters got the feed inside, put it up, but the Crusaders will whistle for a foul. Fetters is going to shoot two. That's Cobe with the foul. 103 left here in quarter number two. Crusaders 49, Western Christian 13. Miss Fetters on the air is 6 for 13 from the free throw line. She's a 5 foot 8 inch junior. First free throw is off the mark. Rebound is going to go off the Crusaders, I believe, and stay right here. Nope, they're going to call it off Western Christian, so it's going to be Crusader ball. Verzel, Carroll, Cobe, Glass, and Kleiss on the floor for the Crusaders as Kleiss misses the three-pointer. Once again, Verzel with the rebound. Glass with the three-pointer. They miss that, and finally it's rebounded by Blake of Western Christian. Western Christian brings across the timeline. They'll set the offense up. Crusaders have switched to a man-to-man defense. Nice move inside by Fetters. She's going to get the and one. As whistled for the foul is going to be Addie Kleiss. That's going to be her third, I believe. And it's going to put Fetters to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Fetters with six, Van Holt with seven, and Van Schuppen with two for Western Christian. And she misses that free throw, rebounded by Glass. Here come the Crusaders. It's Kleiss bringing it across midcourt. She kicks it up to Carroll. Carroll's going to run the show from up there. Cobe with a drive off the right baseline, our right wing, misses it, and then she crashes into the Western Christian rebounder, and we're going to see foul number two called on Parley Cobe. I believe that's going to be free throws for Western Christian with the new five foul rule. Got a couple of girls anxious to check into the ball game for the Crusaders there.
They've almost cleared the entire bench here in the first half. What an impressive half, 49-15 here with 24 seconds left.
Waiting to come in will be Porath as well as Yoakum. As Blake hits her free throw, she'll get one more. Western Christian 2 for 5 from the charity stripe tonight. Crusaders have just needed to shoot one free throw. Both of them are good there. Bentley Blake with a nice touch there. Again, another one of those sophomores. Full court pressure by Western Christian. Glass has trouble, gets it over to Yoakum. She's going to try and outrun them here, and we're going to see a foul whistled in the backcourt. Just a second team foul on Western Christian. Waiting to see who they're going to whistle that foul on. Gives us a chance to remind you that we'll be back on the air on Tuesday night as the Crusaders travel, make the short trip over to West High School, and we'll have a doubleheader, 5:30 and 7, pregame at 5:15.
Then get ready for some Christmas.
I'm not sure what they're going to. They end up whistling that foul, I believe, on Harbert's. Although I think that's a little late. I think that's still the foul from the previous time. Regardless, here we go. Cobe with a pat gets it to Porath. They kick it back out to Yoakum. 13 seconds left. Glass drives in. Layup is up and good. Nice job there by Addie Glass.
Yeah, great take.
Really good take. Flipped it over the defense. 51-17. 4 seconds to go. Western Christian with a three-pointer is good. And firing that in is Reitzma for Western Christian at the buzzer, but it's a half that's controlled by the Crusaders after one half of play here. It's Helan 51, Western Christian 19. Again, big thanks to our second quarter sponsor, Light Forms, Keller Williams, real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric Service Master, Siouxland Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Once again, after one half of play, Crusaders half a century mark is hit. 51, Western Christian 20. 51-20 here at half. We're going to take it back to the studio and get a long litany of some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll have some halftime statistics. Once again, the Crusaders are big at half. We'll be right back.
In banking, as in life, we think details matter. That's why we dress the part, strive to do the right thing, dot the I's, cross the T's, and take care of all the little things that affect the big picture. At Security National Bank, we believe the small stuff can make a big difference, no matter where you are on your financial journey. Security National Bank. Everything matters.
Busch Dry Cleaners is proud to be an environmental leader. Our Green Earth cleaning process serves to establish us as one of Siouxland's concerned businesses. The new Green Earth solution is good for you, our customers, because it's an excellent cleaner, it's odorless, and leaves your clothes feeling and looking like new. It is good for our industry because it's non-toxic and can be handled easily and safely. At Busch Dry Cleaners, it's just good for everybody.
I'm Patty Lansing, Superintendent of Catholic Schools for the Diocese of Sioux City. Over 600 students are receiving tuition assistance through the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation. These students are not eligible for an ESA this year since they were already enrolled in our Catholic schools. Without your support of MLTF, their parents will face difficult decisions. Learn more about MLTF by contacting your school and making your donation by December 31st. With your help, every child can receive a faith-based education in our diocesan Catholic schools.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heland and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heland Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show here on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA, Catholic Radio, serving three states, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Northwest Iowa. Tonight's Halftime Show is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate. The Crusaders lead the Western Christian Wolfpack 51-20 as the Crusaders try and move forward toward a sixth consecutive victory of the season against no losses. Real quickly, along with Dave Pepin, our halftime sponsors include Mollett Industrial Group, Busch Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. Under Security National Bank scoreboard again, 51-20 Crusaders at half. Well, Thomas, it's quite an offensive explosion.
I said there wasn't a way that we didn't score in that first half, from transition to shooting the three to post-ups to second, third passes. We played a near flawless offensive half of basketball.
Yeah, really, for the first, the first 12 to 13 minutes of the game, it was a clinic. They were smooth. They were clean. Very quick shots, but good shots. Mm-hmm. Didn't rely on the three-pointer too much.
Extra passes.
As we got a little bit deeper, a little more offense was ran by the second group, and even deeper than that, a few more threes went up, but just a really impressive half of basketball. 51-20 Crusaders again. They stand 5-0 on the season. Ranks, and I think the last ranking had them seventh in the state. I certainly think they'll be moving up. But they got a big one on Saturday with Estherville Lincoln Central, certainly somebody that's going to test them. Should be a fun ball game.
Well, again, we always say this, that if you don't have strong guards or strong ball handlers, even if it's post players handling the basketball, you're going to struggle. I think the thing that probably frustrated the Western Christian staff the most was just their lack of defensive transition. They just never got to the point where they had kids back ready to take away layups.
Yeah, probably one of the teams that's been pretty successful, especially in the post area against this Crusader pressure. Really nice job, especially by Van Holt inside. She had seven to lead the Wolf Pack. Really some nice-looking stuff from high-low entries, but, again, way too many turnovers up high, and, of course, easy buckets by the Crusaders have pushed them to that big lead, 51-20. Again, the nightcap tonight is going to pit two very good basketball teams, two undefeated men's teams, as Western Christian once again brings a powerhouse in, fresh off a state championship appearance last year, and the Crusaders, of course, made an appearance in the state semifinals last year. So, tell you what, We should have some exciting action on the Frelick family floor tonight in that boys' game. It should be up and down, and there's a lot of talent that's going to be on that floor.
No, it's going to be a good game. Teams that want to get out and run, attack basket, shoot the three, and, I don't think you're going to see any gimmicks by Western Christian. I think they're going to want to come in here and maybe have a little revenge because we went up to Hull, Iowa last fall, and we only had the one of the two games. I think the second one got snowed out, maybe.
It did, yeah.
And so they never had a chance for that redemption they wanted, so I'm sure that Derek Kaiser will have their kids ready to go.
Once again, here is your statistics brought to you by Security National Bank. First of all, for Western Christian, Addie Van Holt, the 6-foot sophomore, with 7 points, 3 points for Shea Reitzma, 6 for McKenna Fetters off the bench, 2 points apiece for Bentley Blyke and Maggie Van Scheppen. For the Crusaders, they were led in scoring by 5'11 freshman Melina Snoozy, 18 points for Melina, 15 points for Brooklyn Stanley, including 10 in the first quarter, 8 points for Abby Lee. So the big three for the Crusaders, once again, flexing their muscle. Maddie Demke with 3, Colby Carroll with 3, Addie Glass with 2, and Maddie LaFleur with 2 round out the scoring for the Crusaders. Once again, you're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show, brought to you by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. Teams are just about ready to get back on the floor. We're going to take it back to the studio to hear a couple more spots from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, it'll be third quarter action tonight here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It's Crusader basketball on Thursday night. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today.
And tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Luis Torres doing a great job back at the studio. It's Crusader basketball on this Thursday night special edition here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Crusaders with a 51-20 lead. We got about a minute left here as Western Christian's yet to come out of their locker room. Maybe they won't come out, Tom. I don't know. But
well,
a lot to talk about. And again, the Crusader pressure, and we've seen it all year, that 1-3-1 extended half-court pressure has really been the calling card for that Crusader defense. It creates a lot of turnovers and consequently also a lot of easy baskets, as we saw with Snoozy and Stanley both getting pretty easy shots there. As once again, the Crusaders with their highest scoring half of the season lead 51-20. Once again, a big thanks to our halftime sponsors, as we're about ready to roll here with quarter number 3. They got the warm-up balls covering up the possession arrow. I'm not sure who's going to get it here to start the...
Looks like it's heading towards Western.
So it'll be Western with the ball. Tonight's third quarter will be brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. Our other sponsors for our third quarter will be Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lala Fixtures. As always, a big thanks to all our great sponsors who underwrite Heathland Athletics and, of course, our friends at Catholic Radio for giving us valuable airtime so that we can bring you Bishop Heathland Athletics here on Catholic Radio. 51-20, we're just a couple buckets shy of a running clock. Again, in the state of Iowa, once you get ahead 35 points, the clock will run with the exception of free throws and any kind of timeout activities. So here we go. Western Christian with the ball. Crusaders going to go to a little man-to-man defense here with the ball as Weenie up high. So they're kind of backing off the defensive pressure a little bit as Van Sheppen kicks it inside. Weenie with the miss. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Maddie Lee. She wins a lot of rebounding battles. Here comes Maddie Demke pushing across midcourt. She weaves right through. Left-handed layup just off the mark. Really nice drive. Just couldn't get the finish. Rebound by Western Christian as they streaming across midcourt. With the ball is Quaker. Works off a high pick, a Weenia pick. Now she gets it back to Harberts. Harberts again goes off Weenia's pick. Drives in, right-hand jump. Runner is good.
Harbert. So, first bucket of the second half to the Western Christian ladies.
Well, once again, pushing it up the floor quickly was Stanley. Yeah, Stanley fed it off to Snoozy, but Snoozy's going to be fouled. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. That whistle, or that foul, on Van Holt. That's her first team foul. Crusaders will go with an in-basket, or under-basket inbound set. They'll run a little box set. Looking to get Snoozy a quick shot. Nothing going. She kicks it back to Lee. Lee drives into the lane. Has nothing going there. Kicks it over to Snoozy. Snoozy's layup is good. She's got 20.
She just knows how to score.
Yeah,
I mean, for a freshman.
She doesn't waste a lot of motion either.
No, she doesn't.
When she cuts for efficiency. Here's Western now. Trying to get a bucket of their own. They kick it left wing. It's Van Holt. Back up high to Von Sheppen. Van Holt inside. Really nice pass and good finish there. Eddie Van Holt now with nine.
Like we said, you know, Western, as they give up another transition layup, it just rolls in and out for Brooklyn. They haven't done a terrible job in the half court when they haven't turned it over. You know, they've got good shots, but it's just been that as Winya hits one from 15.
Nice little drive. Harberts drove baseline, kicked it to an elbow to Winya, and she knocked it down. Winya with her first bucket as the Crusaders turn it over. A little sloppy here to start quarter three. We're 2 minutes into quarter three, 53-26 Crusaders. Western with the ball. It's Van Sheppen kicks it. Van Holt corner. Baseline drive is going to be stolen by Demke. Demke's going to buzz through some of the Western Christian players. Now brings it across midcourt between the circles. She sets the offense up 1-4 high. She's got Stanley on one wing, Snoozy on the other. Now they're going to try and post up Abby Lee, I believe, on that right block. A little cross pick for LaFleur. LaFleur gets there. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Maddie probably should have let that go. I think it was kicked out by Western Christian, but Western Christian with the steal. And at the other end, try and get the quick one there. Miss Winya looks familiar, doesn't she?
Yes.
Looks a lot like her father.
Yes, she does. I have nightmares sometimes about, I'm just kidding. They're a good officiating crew.
Great officiating crew. Really a gentleman. Here we go, cross pick. Nice play there. As the aforementioned Miss Winya gets the ball inside. She's going to be fouled before she has a chance to get it up. We'll see who they're going to whistle that foul on. I believe they're going to say that's on Maddie Demke. So Maddie gets her first foul. Inbounds play once again. Nearly a steal. Harberts gets it. Now Demke does get the steal.
They're going to call a jump ball.
Call an interesting jump ball there.
That is an interesting jump ball.
Lots of contact. And Tom is set for the night. He's got that fresh box of popcorn right in front of
him. Thank you, Jeff Rizal. You know, he knows my love of the corn.
You are a true corn lover. Here comes Demke picking the dribble up, hands it back to Snoozy. Snoozy with a snap pass into Verzel, and she's going to be held. That's foul going to be whistled on.
If you hold the ponytail, is it a foul?
Apparently. Van Holt with the foul. Missouri Valley Landing Cattle. Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Mounter Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures join Folk Brothers and Central Bank as your third quarter sponsors. Crusaders inbounded. Abby Lee catches it high, dribbles right side. Nothing going. Backdoor cut by Demke. She's in the land of Giants. Back out to Lee. Cross court, Verzel. Three-pointer is up and just off the mark. And it's going to be rebounded by Harberts. Here come the Western Christian across midcourt. Crusaders are content to stay in that soft man-to-man here in the second half. Harberts with the picks up her dribble, kicks it right wing. Verzel with the
Snoozy,
near steal.
Snoozy,
I guess that was
steal.
Snoozy. 123, 133. Here we go. Harberts now brings it across midcourt. working against Julia Verzel. Gets it in deep, spins, and puts it up, and she's going to get two free throws as a result of her work.
It's kind of as we've seen this season, you know, the Crusaders get out these leads, and then the second half, it's played a little bit, you know, kind of even. And we know this. It's hard to come out that second half with the same intensity. But you also have to give the other team credit for making some adjustments.
Well, and sometimes, too, don't you think it's the mixture of players that come in? You start getting some experimentation with some of your lineups, and it doesn't take much to throw things out. 4:28 to go here. She knocks that second one down. 53-27 as Stanley breaks free and gets the layup there. A beautiful pass from three-quarter court right in Stanley's hands. She caught it, put it up, put it in. 55-27. 4:16 to go here on the Security National Bank scorebook. As Stanley gets a steal at the other end, she's off to the races. This time Snoozy's up the court, and she completes the pass. A beautiful dish.
Wow, what a pass.
Abby Lee. Lee's got 10 now. Three Crusaders in double figures. Snoozy with 20, Stanley with 17, and Lee with 10 for the Crusaders. That lead stands at 30. There's Harberts with the ball. She's going to kick it back to Van Holt, kind of the inside-outside specialist. Kroiker dribbles in near steal. It's going to be stolen by Snoozy. This time Stanley's out running the pack again, and she misses that layup. Got it a little bit late and had a bad angle. Harberts gets the rebound. She's going to push it up. Goes right at Demke, pulls up, shoots, misses, gets her own rebound, and kicks it out. Van Holt, one dribble, nothing going, back up high. That's DeGroote with the ball. She passes it inside, and Wynja's going to get the and one. Wynja with the bucket and the and one opportunity, 57-29.
Addie Kleiss comes set to check in for Abby Lee.
Don't think Abby's quite to her double-figure rebounding yet. I don't think there's been a night this season where she hasn't had double-double.
Right.
Wynja with the free throw that in the quarter, she checks out. 57-30, 3:19 to go here in the Security National Bank scoreboard. On the floor for the Crusaders, it's going to be Demke bringing it up. Julie Verzel's with her, Stanley, Snoozy, and Kleiss. A little 1-4 high pick by Verzel. Stanley picks it up, kicks it into Snoozy. Turnaround jumpers off the mark. Nice rebound there by Von Schuppen. Here come Western Christian as they move it up the floor, right side, now dribbles back. It's Maggie Van Schuppen. Backdoor cut wasn't there. She kicks it over to DeGroote. As she's got a free lane to the drive, and once again, a foul's going to be whistled. That foul's going to be called on Brooklyn Stanley. On Brooklyn, that is going to be foul number one.
And Abby Lee comes back in for Melina Snoozy.
Again, the score stood at 51-20, so 10-6. Western Christian has outscored the Crusaders here in the third quarter as there's a near turnover and finally is turned over as Von Schuppen lost her balance there. Here comes Demke bringing it up, and she nearly turns it over, and the battle for the rebounds on the floor. It's going to be DeGroote, and Demke's turnover is going to be put the ball in the hands of Western Christian. 2:34 to go here in quarter three. 57-30 Crusaders. Volk Brothers and Central Bank are your premier sponsors for quarter number three. Here comes Western Christian. Backcourt inbounds. It's Kyron DeGroote bringing it across. She dribbles right into a trap and dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. Nice little one-man trap there by Brooklyn Stanley using the sideline as her teammate.
You don't want to dribble into the trap.
Not just past half court. Here come the Crusaders. Quick inbound. Stanley drives lane. Elbow jumper. Just a little bit short, but the rebound can't be controlled by Western Christian. It's going to be an inbound situation once again for the Crusaders. Don't imagine Coach Koolstra is real happy so far with the third quarter effort.
No.
1-4 set here as they take it into Abby Lee. She hands back to Demke. Left wing. Stanley. Three-pointers. Off the back of the rim and over the bang board and out of bounds. It'll belong to Western Christian. 2:13 to go. Colby Carroll's going to check back into the ball game. The 5-foot, 8-inch freshman And she'll replace Brooklyn Stanley. Here comes Western Christian bringing it across midcourt. Looks like the Crusaders went back to that 1-3-1. Carroll's going to man the point of that. Lee up high. Nice ball movement. Gets a corner three. It's off the mark. Fight for the rebound is going to be controlled by the smallest kid on the floor. That's Maddie Demke. She pushes it up quickly, throws it over to Kleiss. Nice catch by Kleiss and throws the ball out of bounds off of Western Christian there. Got the ball just a little bit late. Yeah, it's checking into the ball game. It's going to be Snoozy checking out. It's Julie Berzel.
Colby Carroll getting her most extended playing time. And Coach Kuhlstra told me he really likes her at the point of that 1-3-1 defensively. And when Brooklyn Stanley is out, you're probably going to see a lot of Colby Carroll.
Inbounds. Play wasn't pretty, but finally came in the hands of Lee. Demke with a beautiful drive and scoop. Maddie's got five on the night. Leads back up to 29-59-30. 1:34 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. DeGruyt with a nice drive. She kicks it high, but Lee is right there to block the shot, get the rebound. Here comes Snoozy pushing the court. Oh, my goodness. Well, Full speed, left-handed layup.
Ridiculous how well she can finish right-hand, left-hand, with just a moment to catch the ball and finish.
Carroll putting pressure defensively on the Wolfpack now. Since they went to that 1-3-1, things have been a little more stagnant on the Western Christian offense as they throw the ball away there. Polk Brothers, Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures have been your third quarter sponsors. 101 left here in quarter three. Crusaders up big, 61-30, as Crusaders are going to bring it across midcourt. Western Christian sits back in its man-to-man defense. It's Eddie Glass, kicks it left wing, Snoozy, freshman to freshman. Snoozy drives, kicks it to another freshman, Carroll. She drives baseline, tries to get it cross-court, but has it intercepted. Nice defense there by Van Holt. Here comes Western Christian. Harberts breaks the pressure and gets it up. And now Kobe with the steal, and she gets it stolen right back. Harberts brings it up. They got an open layup there, and that's a finish for Van Holt. He's got 11 on the night to lead Western Christian in scoring. 11 of the 32 belong to the 6-foot sophomore. There's nicely done. Carly Kobe with the three.
Carly Kobe. You know what? She can shoot the basketball.
She becomes the eighth Crusader to hit the scoring column with 10 seconds to go here in the quarter, 64-32. Crusaders have doubled up Western Christian. There's DeGroote with a three. That's good. Tyron DeGroote as the buzzer sounds to end quarter number three. And after three quarters of play, it is the Crusaders 64, Western Christian 35.
50.
We're going to take it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have quarter number four. It's Crusader basketball on Catholic Radio.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son Costa came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We are getting ready to put the fourth quarter in motion here. Tonight's fourth quarter is going to be brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more are your other fourth quarter sponsors. With one stanza left in the ballgame, it's the Crusaders 64, Western Christian 35. As Western Christian bounced back in that third quarter and outscored the Crusaders 15-13, but again, too much too early for the Crusaders as they had ran off to a 51-20 halftime lead. As the Crusaders hit the floor for quarter number four, they're going to move left to right on your radio dial with the ball. It's going to be Demke, Glass, Carroll, Kobe, and LaFleur on the floor for the girls in white. Here it is, Demke running the show up high. She's got Glass off to her right. She's got Kobe to her left. Carly hit a three the last time Crusaders had it in their hands. Maddie LaFleur up high, kicks it right wing, and passes a little bit too firm. Colby Carroll couldn't handle it, and yep. It's going to be turnover Crusaders. 7:34 to go here in quarter number four. Crusaders up big, 64-35.
I like the starting out here with a couple starters out there and then three youngsters. Just really nice to see it. Coach using this opportunity to get other kids playing time with some of the starters.
Yeah, we've seen lots of mixed lineups tonight. There's a turnover, a nice 1-3-1 pressure turnover as the Crusaders get the steal. Cove with the steal, kicks it to Demke. Maddie LaFleur up high looking for somebody open, gives it to Glass. She's not bashful. She puts it up. Just a little bit strong rebound by Van Schupp, and here comes Western Christian. Colby Carroll immediately applies the pressure from the point of that 1-3-1. They kick it inside. Van Holt puts it up, misses it. Battle for the rebound once again, Maddie Demke. I'm not so sure Maddie hasn't led us in rebounding tonight.
Right.
She kicks it Maddie to Maddie as LaFleur kicks it back to Glass. Glass with a little runner and kind of a wild shot there. Kind of got in between steps, tried to throw up a left-handed scoop shot. It goes out of bounds.
And I think that's, Addie hasn't gotten quite the playing time tonight. And I think, she's energetic. She loves the game. She wants to come out and improve what she can do.
You know, you like that firepower coming off the bench, though, Tom. Somebody's going to come in there and not be afraid to put the ball up. As there's the corner trap, as LaFleur's going to tie up Quaker, and alternate possession's going to stay right there with Western Christian as they check in a couple new players into the ball game, coming in as Fetters, as well as number 24, Blankspore, for Western Christian. They're going to inbound just in front of their own bench there, about 23 feet. From the basket as they kick it inbounds. It's Van Schuppen with the ball. Kicks it corner to Quaker. She drives baseline. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. Nice defense. Maddie LaFleur there. She tipped the ball out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of Western Christian. 6:20 to go here in your fourth quarter. Crusaders up 64-35 as checking into the ball game is going to be Verzel. Checking out is going to be Demke. I think we've probably seen the last of most of our starters there. LaFleur is the lone starter still on the floor. It's on the inbounds play. Fetters out fights LaFleur. You don't see that very often. He gets the ball and the basket. 64-37. Crusaders up 27 here. Carroll with the ball right wing. And we're going to see a timeout called by Coach Koolstra. And it's going to be a short timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Gives us a chance once more to thank our sponsors, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. They join our premier sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Once again, with 6:02 to go in your ball gaming. Again, it's game one of a doubleheader tonight as the Crusaders up big, 64-37.
You know, Coach, while we have a chance, some sad news this week is we lost Heel and alum from the class in 1993 that was really close to a lot of, John LaFleur, head coach in football. Chris Fitzpatrick, one of his classmates, they all went to school. Chad Gritzmacher. Chad was living in Des Moines, but he was a Sioux City healing guy through and through, and lost a really short battle with cancer and a lot of heavy hearts around healing.
Absolutely. Prayers go out to his family as well as all of his friends. We saw a lot on Facebook this week of a lot of fond memories of him.
Yeah that
probably
that,
some wild memories as well.
Well, knowing Chad,
judging the crew that he hung
and
with.
And knowing the class of 93, yes, they were.
Yeah, so thoughts and prayers go out to the family. Turnover Crusaders. Here comes Western Christian bringing it across midcourt against that 1-3-1. Julie Verzel stepped in, almost got the steal, but instead Quaker in the corner gets a block by LaFleur, and now Colby Carroll with the steal, and she's going to get hacked about 20 feet away from the basket. That foul's going to be on Maggie Van Schuppen. And for Van Schuppen, it's going to be her second foul. It's a non-shooting foul. Crusaders will inbound in front of their own bench there. Gives us a chance to mention that coaching staff. We talk a lot about head coach Darren Kulsch, but he's assisted by Jessica Carson, Sean Miller, Olivia Slintek, Rick Weitzel. They do a nice job with this girls' team. There's a nice backdoor cut. Addie Glass misses the easy one there. A little give and go as Glass got the ball back and couldn't quite get it. Here come Western Christian now. Harbert, she's a quick kid with the ball, kicks it inside. Nice little dish inside to Fetters. She's got another one. Fetters now with 10 off the bench. 64-39, 5:15 to go here in your ball game. Carly Cobb with the ball, left wing, goes high post to LeFleur, up, back up high to Carroll, over to Glass, back to Carroll, left wing extended. She drives, flips back to Verzel. Cobb thought about the three, now drives into the lane, hesitates, puts it up. Nice move.
Great move by Carly. Carly Cobb with the kind of the hesitation shimmy and off the glass.
That's the first fourth quarter bucket here, 3 minutes and change into the quarter. As Cobb now has got five. There's Harbert driving in. A lot of the starters for Western Christian still on the floor. There's a nice trap out to get it to the corner, and I believe we're going to have the ball go out of bounds off Carly Cobb there. Nice trap there as she had Harbert trapped in the corner. Now we're going to see some fresh bodies for Western Christian. So a lot of our reserves on the floor here for the last 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Again, the Crusaders on your Security National Bank scoreboard up 66-39 as checking into the ball game is Ashley Yoakum. And that's going to be the end of the starters for the Crusaders. Here's Western Christian working against the zone. There's going to be a jump ball situation. It's going to stay in the hands of Western Christian. Nope, take that back. They changed it. Discussion at the score table. Mr. Tom Yamps getting it straight away. There we go. And here comes Carroll with the ball. Kicks it right wing to Yoakum. Corner Glass. Glass dribbles up high now. Left-handed shot. Actually, pretty interesting pass. A little left offhand shovel pass cross court. They got tipped out of bounds. It's going to remain in the hands of the Crusaders. 23 seconds left on the shot clock. Glass looking to trigger an inbound. She does to the backcourt. Colby's going to bring it across midcourt. Drives just right of the lane. Kicks it back up high to Glass. Glass left-handed dribble, flips it back to Yoakum. Yoakum has a little trouble with it. Verzel with the ball at top of the key. Right wing Cobb. Cobb's going to drive baseline. Nice pass. Ashley Yoakum with the jumper off the mark. She gets her own rebound. Fresh shot clock. Kicks it into Glass. They kick it out. Cobb, three, off the mark. And once again, Yoakum with the rebound. Fresh 24 and the Crusaders, fresh 35, and the Crusaders throw it away.
Yeah, a little sloppy the pass there, but again, some pretty good offensive possession, sharing the ball and second shots. Yoakum picking up full. You know, Crusaders continue to extend the 1-3-1. Verzel comes up, almost gets a steal.
Tied up. It's going to be possession in favor of Western Christian. They're in their traveling maroon-colored jerseys with white numerals as they'll inbound right in front of their coaching staff. They kick it up high. Right away, Yoakum puts pressure on. The Crusaders are going to stay in that 1-3-1. Nice high pick there to free the point guard up. Kick. It's Faber with the ball. Now she goes up high. Jumper, three-point jumpers off the mark. That was Reitzma with the jumper, and the ball goes out of bounds to the Crusaders here with 3:16 to go in your fourth quarter. Big thanks again to St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. They are your fourth quarter sponsors. Backcourt steal by Western Christian, but they're going to travel. Get hustled there by Blake to try and get the steal, but she went down with it and couldn't get back up. Crusaders this time kick it across midcourt, cross court. Yoakum drives, kicks back. Carroll corner to Verzel. Back up high to Colby Carroll. She'll run the offense. She dribbles off the right wing, spins a corner. Yoakum's three is just a little bit off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Western Christian as it goes out of bounds off the Crusaders. Again, the Crusader women are back in action on Saturday. Tom, do you know that? Is that a 3 o'clock start down there?
I believe 3 o'clock.
At the Tyson Event Center.
And if you there's I know there's some opportunities to watch it online, but like I said, I encourage you to get down and watch some of those games this week. Some, not only Heland, there's a lot of good matchups throughout the city. I know East High Boys play Waukee Northwest, and so no, there's a lot of good games.
Well, if you want to keep tournaments like that coming into here, you know, you really got to get out and support them. You know, because we've got a team coming from 7-8 hours away in Caledonia, Minnesota. So it'll be good basketball this weekend down at the Tyson Event Center.
Caledonia, as we know, is the hometown of one coach, Andy Foster, where Andy is still a legend in his own mind.
Here we go. Crusaders break the full court pressure there. Had a little two-on-one. Ball's kicked away. Now it's going to be in the hands of Kolb. She kicked it cross court to Yoakum. Ashley takes a corner. Tries to feed in to Porath. Can't get it going. Now Glass with the ball. She drives and kicks a corner. Kolb three off the mark. Glass with the rebound. She wants to put it back up, but she's going to be tied up. It's going to be jump ball possession. Western Christian. As they're going to check a few more bodies into the game. 2:05 left in your ball game. Crusaders start to finish have dominated this game. They lead 66-39. They were up 32-11 after one, 51-20 at half, and 64-35 after three quarters of play. Once again, three players in double figures for the Crusaders tonight. Snoozy 22, Stanley 17, and Lee with 10. There's a three-point shot by Western Christian off the mark. They get their own rebound. That's Reitzma with the rebound. She's going to kick it back up high to Van Holt. Another three-point shot is good. Reined in. That was Amira Faber with the three for Western Christian, 66-42. As nice. Carroll with a nice move. Colby Carroll with her biggest scoring output of the year. She's got five now.
And Colby really has, you can see in the last two to three games, she just, her comfort level is really going up.
Pretty good athletic genes for Miss Carroll there.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tom was a decent athlete, but I think Amy was much better.
Here we go with a trap out high. The ball goes inside, nearly stolen, now picked up by DeGroote. She kicks it back over. Faber with another three off the mark. Rebound by Western Christian. There's DeGroote with the three. It's off the mark, and that rebound's going to be corralled by Addie Glass. Under 1 minute left in the ballgame. Crusaders 68-42. Let's see if we can get to the 70 mark. As Kolb's got it right wing, kicks it up to Porath. Back to...
Yeah, a little substitution timeout here to get young Miss Schirmerhorn and...
Billings.
And Billings in the game.
Aubrey Billings and Maddie Schirmerhorn are going to check into the ball game. They will join Caitlin Porath, Ashley Yoakum, and who's the other one on the floor? Colby Carroll as your five for the Crusaders. For the last 41 seconds here as the Crusaders throw it away. They try and hit it into the corner. Just a little bit too high for Miss Billings to handle. Turnover Crusaders. Here comes Western Christian. I like Yoakum, man. She's out there. She's going to apply pressure all the way here. She's a 32-minute pressure person there. It's with the ball is Quaker, and they spin it right side. They kick it inside. There's a steal by Billings. Nice steal. 17 seconds to go as Aubrey's going to bring it across midcourt, gets it up to Carroll. Carroll working man-to-man there. Is going to pull it back. 9 seconds left. I think she's trying to take it behind her back. She's just trying to kill that clock out. And finally, ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Crusaders. 2.7 seconds to go. I think Darren Koolstra's kind of called off the dogs there, and they're just going to get the ball inbounds here and run that clock out as Colby's going to hold on to it, and that's going to be your final buzzer as the Crusaders move to 6-0 on the season with a 68-42 win over Western Christian. Western Christian falls to 1-8 on the season. Well, again, while the Crusaders go to 6-0, they'll be back in action on Saturday at the Tyson Event Center. That's a game we will not be covering on Catholic Radio. We hope you can get out and see that. Again, once again, a big thanks to our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. We got one in the books. It's the Crusaders up big, 68-42, with the win to go undefeated and stay undefeated on the season at 6-0. And we're going to take it back to studio to Luis and hear from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll kind of close shop on this game and set the stage for what figures to be a really high-quality basketball game in Game 2 tonight. It's Crusader Basketball, a special Thursday night edition here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nick Haggerty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Helan High School, along with Dave Haggerty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Helan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On December 17th, join the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra at the Orpheum Theater for a holiday celebration with the seasonal sounds of holiday brass, percussion, and the mighty Wurlitzer. It's a night out in Sioux City filled with joy, holiday cheer, and the spirit of the season for the whole family. Buy tickets now at SiouxCitySymphony.org or call 712-277-2111.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Basketball Postgame Show, brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lala with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Your final in Game 1, Crusaders 68 and Western Christian 42. Crusaders jumped out 32-11 after one, had a 31-point lead at halftime, 51-20, and then kind of settled in to cruise it out for the victory as they led 64-35 after three. That final, once again, 68-42. And credit Western Christian. They kept fighting in that second half and really did a nice job adjusting to things. In fact, they outscored the Crusaders in that second half. But I tell you what, that first 12 to 14 minutes of the first half, the Crusaders were on full tilt as they jumped out to a huge lead and just never looked back. So Crusaders under Coach Darren Coolster moved to 6-0 on the season. Wolfpack falls to 1-8 on their season. Here's your scoring recap for the girls' game. For Western Christian, they were led in scoring by Addie Van Holt with 11. Kenna Fetters chipped in 10. McKenna came off the bench to hit double figures. 5 points for Wienia, 3 points apiece for Reitzma, Faber, and DeGroote, and Halberts, 2 points for Van Scheppen, and Blyke, 42 points for Western Christian. For the Crusaders, lots of young ladies in the scoring column, led by Melina Snoozy. She had 22. Brooklyn Stanley, 17. 10 points for Abby Lee. 5 points for Maddie Damke, 5 points for Carly Cove, 5 points for Cole, 2 points for Glass, and 2 points for Maddie LaFleur. 68-42 as we close shop. Once again, the girls are back in action against a very good Estherville Lincoln Central team on Saturday afternoon. We hope you get a chance to get out and see that game in the Tyson Event Center. It should be a good one. As Tom, any closing comments here?
No, the girls, I thought that second half was an entertaining half. First half's entertaining, but I don't know how much good we get out of some of those things. But second half, I think we were able to do some things to really strengthen our bench going forward.
So once again, that final, 68-42. We're going to take it back to the studio and hear some more from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll kick into pregame mode here. We're about 12 minutes shy of starting lineups and opening tip-off here at the Frelick family floor in the campus of Bishop Heelan. Of course, we're in the O'Gorman facility here. We'll be right back.